And if you were tired, you'd say, oh, I think I'll go
lie down.
And if I ask you about something that you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamed.
And you might say, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke.
And like when you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you call it
stomp.
And if a boy saw a girl like at a party or at church or something, and he wanted to accompany her home, he might say, may I
walk you home?
Now, if he had a car with him, he might say,
take.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, there's another little colloquialism my father used, and you carried people places.
Yes, yes, you've heard your father
He always did it.
He always did that.
He would carry you such and such
mm-hmm,
a place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's if to get a boat up on the land, you have to tie a rope to it and
tug.
And if you had a car like stuck in the mud or something, somebody might have to get behind and
push.
And then somebody else might have to get on the front and
pull.
And if you were talking about something, especially like when you were a kid, if people were talking about something that was very heavy that they had to carry, instead of saying, I carried it, they might say, I
tote.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a child was in the kitchen and you might approach the stove, you might say, now that stove's hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you needed, I don't know, a knife or something, you sent one of your children for it, you'd say, now go
get it.
And in children's games, like in tag, what do you call that? Like the place where they say that they're free, home free, they have to run in and touch the
base.
And if you had a ball, you threw a ball and asked somebody to
catch it.
And then you might say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
But, or then if you're talking about fishing, you might say, I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught anything.
Now, if you arrange to meet somebody someplace, you might say, well, let's meet in town. Now, if I get there first, I'll
wait.
And if you were using, if you wanted that person to, if you were using the you with that, you might say, I'll wait
for you.
And like if a little child was about to be punished, he might say, oh, please, give me another
chance.
And if a man was in a good mood, instead of saying he was in a good mood, you might say he was in a good
humor.
And if there was something like mice that you had in your house, you might say that you needed to get
rid of.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say get shut up?
Yes, shut. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that come from either.
Mm-hmm. But you have heard that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it probably is a derivative of shed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To shed it.
Yeah, sure. I didn't mm-hmm. think that. If a person, this is a kind of a slang word that kids would use a lot of times, like if somebody stole their pencil, instead of saying that they stole it, they might say who stole my pencil, they might say who
copped.
Or
snitch.
Yeah, or something like that. Snitch,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah, exactly. You must be really into all the modern things you copped it.
You forget I had kids, plus I had grandkids.
Yeah. Because that's very much after my time. I never had ever heard that. I mean, I forget any kids say that. But you were talking about something, you say, well, I've forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
And and you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
recall or remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Now, if you were talking about letters, for example, and I asked you when you had heard from somebody, you'd say, well, just yesterday he
wrote.
Mm-hmm. And and tomorrow I'll
write.
And I pretty soon I expect to get an